AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett says the U.S.-Mexico trade talks have been
very collegial, amicable, and, my briefing on them has been that there's been a lot of progress.
President Trump says he will impose a 5% tariff on Mexico starting Monday if Mexico doesn't tighten immigration laws. Hassett says the talks may be going well, but President Trump has the final say.
But whether they've done enough to satisfy the president, who knows this issue better than anybody, is something that we'll find out.
The president returns from his trip to Europe later today. The government says only 75,000 jobs were added last month. An American guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of each other in the Philippine Sea. This is Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
The news of this morning is beyond disappointing. The unsafe, unprofessional acts certainly put our men and women at risk.
No one was injured, and the ships never came in contact. The Russian military said in a statement the U.S. cruiser suddenly changed direction and crossed the path of its ship. Mohammed Noor, a Minneapolis police officer convicted of murder, has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for the fatal shooting of an unarmed woman who had called 911. Police concerned about possible serial killers on the loose in Detroit began inspecting hundreds of vacant homes for more victims 2 days after the decomposed body of a third woman was discovered. This is Mayor Mike Duggan.
That raises the possibility that there could be another vacant house on the east side may have a victim. We have no reason to believe that, but we need to check it out.
The bodies of three women have been found in separate vacant houses since March, the latest one Wednesday. The United Nations says the number of Venezuelans who have left their country in recent years has surpassed 4 million. This is AP Radio News. Walmart wants to go a step further to deliver food.
Move over, Amazon. Walmart is not just offering to deliver groceries, but also have one of its workers put the food in your refrigerator if you're not home. The nation's largest grocer says the service starting this fall will be for more than 1 million customers in 3 cities, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Missouri, and Vero Beach, Florida. The new service is part of Walmart's drive to expand its shopping options that include curbside pickup and online grocery delivery. Amazon offers similar service in certain cities, but it's not for groceries. I'm Shelley Antler.
Kay Jewelers has let go a North Carolina store manager who wouldn't allow a deputy to pick up an engagement ring because the deputy was wearing his service weapon. Service weapons cannot be removed while on duty. The deputy went to the store on his lunch break this week and left without the ring that he bought. Kay Jewelers says it is now reinforcing store training regarding customer-first policies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.